Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. And I'm talking today with Kerry Rosenzweig, who's the CEO of a very cool company called ImVue. That's I-M-V-U. And it's a virtual world company. It's like a 3D social network. And it really helps people make more friends via their 3D characters, which are really their alter egos. So, Kerry, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's a thrill to talk to you.
Thanks. Well, so give me some more details on IMVU.
Absolutely. IMVU is a free online destination where adults and teens meet new people from around the world in three dimensions, in 3D. And they have fun, and they can express themselves, particularly through their avatars.
So, I assume a lot of my listeners know what avatars are, but, you know, try to give me a sense and then try to tell us how they actually sort of dress up and what they do.
Absolutely. Avatars are what we call online alter egos. Think of it as a cartoon-like three-dimensional model that you can dress up. So it has elements of Barbie dolls, but of course, the adult with the adults, it's a much more grown-up version than that. People are able to express themselves, portray themselves in the way that they would like online. The way that they do that is they start with an avatar, which we provide for free. We also provide some clothing, some hairstyles, different eyes, eyebrows, etc., that allows them to begin to customize that avatar. Later, they can purchase credits from IMVU, go to the world's largest catalog of digital goods, and buy up to 1.7 million different items that allows them to customize their experience in IMVU.
So what kind of things can they buy?
Oh, man, they can buy, obviously, shirts and pants, dresses, shoes, hairstyles, makeup, eyebrows, different kinds of eyes, bling, jewelry, tattoos for their skin, different kinds of avatars. Our version of virtual worlds is a much more intimate, what we call virtual room. And so they can choose from up to 50,000 different virtual rooms that they can then place their avatar, invite their friends' avatars in to chat and have fun. The reason we have so many choices is because IMVU is essentially user-driven. Almost all of the content in the catalog is user-generated content. Tens of thousands out of the 20 million registered users of IMVU who actually create content and put it into the catalog for others to buy.
So, interestingly, so why do you think people want to network this way?
Well, first of all, I think this addresses a deep-seated human need to simply reach out and meet new people and contact. IMVU is about 60% in the United States, and 40% of our users come from outside the U.S., principally in English-speaking countries, but with strong representation from France, Germany, Spain, Mexico, and other countries. What we've proven is that this is a universal need, the need to reach out, meet new people, and make friends. For many people around the world who are technically savvy, they like the idea of using the internet to do something that they can't do locally, which is to reach out and meet people from around the world, not just where they are locally.
So why do you think marketers need to know about this?
I think from a marketer's perspective, there are two things here. The first is to understand that this is a hot new trend, 3D, three dimensions. There are a lot of people who are going online, not just to network socially with text, but are going into environments, virtual worlds, where they can express themselves, they can represent themselves with an avatar in three dimensions. And so it's important just to understand the media environment and to understand what consumers are doing. Secondly, virtual worlds and social networks and the combination of those two, like IMVU, represents an opportunity to reach out to these consumers at a time when they're having fun and, frankly, where they are, as a place to reach out to communicate your message.
So who's using it? You mentioned where you're using it. So what's the breakdown of the age group of people?
Sure. IMVU has kind of a midpoint of around 18 years old. We appeal both to adults, which we classify as older than age 18, as well as teens between the ages of 13 and 17. In fact, about 7% of our users are over the age of 35. So this isn't just for teens, although naturally with new technologies, teens are usually the first ones to jump on it.
So how are you really monetizing it?
Great question. We're monetizing primarily through the sale of digital goods, and this is a new business model, one which is far less reliant than a typical website that sells advertising only. In fact, advertising represents far less than 10% of our total revenue. Over 90% comes from the sale of credits. So our members buy credits from IMVU. They take those credits and go into the catalog to buy items for themselves. And so 90% of our revenue comes from the sale of credits.
So where'd you get the name?
It's a funny story steeped in mystery. Initially, IMVU was created by the founders over 4 years ago, and at the time, each of them debated what it actually meant. So, in fact, over the history of the company, we have never publicly declared the specific meaning. Our community of users have come up with a lot of creative ideas. Personally, I think it should stand for Immersive Virtual You, because it's all about you, I think.
It's quite a mouthful.
Yep.
In terms of, the viability of the business and all that, you're seeing a real increase, I know.
Jennifer, absolutely. We're thrilled. Currently, IMVU is generating $1 million in revenue per month, and we think that's real proof that users, consumers out there are interested in meeting new people, buying virtual goods, having fun, and expressing themselves through buying things for their avatars and for their rooms and for their, we also offer home pages, and people customize their home pages as well.
Very cool. So, Kerry, thank you. This has been a great podcast, and good luck. I really wish you the best.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It's been a pleasure to share this with you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I've been talking to the CEO of IMVU, and it's a very cool company. It's a 3D social network, and it's all about virtual world. And this has been Jennifer Jones. And for all my listeners, please check me out at www.marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.